Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Last season on the How It Ends podcast,
all I remember was that he was there to see Amy and that he was her boyfriend that she didn't tell anybody about. Anyway, you know, she left with him, so I went by myself.
So my dad's name was Nolan. Nolan Jones. This whole town loved my dad. You know, he grew up here. He knew everyone. Everyone knew us. One Friday night, I fell asleep waiting for him to come home. And when I woke up the next morning, my mom told me he'd had an accident. And I never saw him again.
I found a bunch of boxes, and they're all marked Nolan's stuff. So I guess it's now or never. Some of the tapes just have dates written on them, like the one I just picked up says July 8th, 1990, BB, PB, and K.
Now there's a wonder of nature you may not have seen.
Wow,
Papa Bear, we see what you mean.
I don't remind you enough, but your dad loved you so much. He was always looking out for you. Even that night, he said, "Don't let Micah see, don't let Micah see."
You have something you need to remember.
I'm sorry?
You're trying to remember.
Remember what?
Holy shit, Micah.
Hey. Hi, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but I have no idea who you are.
Micah, it's Luke. Sorry, I guess it's been a while. You just haven't changed much, so I recognize you right away. I'm Luke James, Amy's old boyfriend.
Oh my god, hi, hey!
This is the first time you're really opening up about your dad, and you're putting it out into the world, and sometimes the world gives something back.
The Field Guide to North American Monsters by W. Hayden Blackman. It's called The Grinning Man, and he has this over-pronounced leering grin. He just stands there, smiling at you. And that description of a person watching someone in the woods felt so much like the dream I've been having.
When I opened the door and flipped on the light, my cabinets and drawers were open and the contents were all over the floor. Both my front door and the back door that opens to the stairwell were standing wide open. I could see right out to the street. And on the floor of my kitchen, under all the mess, someone had written, "You've been warned."
I'm a little confused, though. I'm not following. I just don't understand what this has to do with me.
You asked why I believe you that day. Why I called your mom, even though Amy told me not to. When you got to my house, you were banging on the door and screaming, "Let me in." And when I did, you stopped yelling and went really still. Just stood there, crying. All covered in dirt and scratches. Your forehead was cut up and bleeding. I asked you what happened, and you looked at me and said, "It saw me."
It was my birthday on a Friday. We went out for drinks after work, but Nolan didn't stay for too long. I'm sorry, I assumed you knew. We were here in this bar. We were sitting right in this room having drinks. It was the same night he died.
I think we thought that it would just be something simple. And what it seems to be is that I've sort of ripped the Band-Aid off of a wound that I didn't know that I had.
You know, there are people that believe really strongly when something bad happens in an area, there is something left over.
You know, it's always scarier when it's not a ghost and that it's a person or some people out there.
One night, my wife found me sleepwalking in our backyard. She said I was just standing behind our house, staring into the darkness, just mumbling.
You've been talking to my mom this whole time? How long have you been talking to my mom behind my back?
A year or two.
So you're coming for me? But you've been lying to her for years?
You don't get to talk right now.
You're probably next.
Micah, it was an accident. He hit a fox and lost control of the car. He hit the tree hard enough to total his truck. I was there. It was a horrible accident, but that's what it was.
Micah, there's someone at the door who wants to talk to you. She won't tell me her name, but she called you Mickey.
The only person that ever... No fucking way.
Amy, what do you want?
I listened to your podcast. I think you're onto something. No. You need to keep looking. I want to help.
Go.
Someone is lying to you.
What are you talking about?
Mark, Officer Schrade, he and Luke know each other. They've known each other for over 20 years. His son Tim was Luke's best friend.
Okay. So what if Luke and Trade used to know each other 25 years ago?
No, there's more.
I don't care.
Trust me, you do.
Look, you don't know me anymore, so please don't come here and pretend like we're kid best friends like we were all those years ago. Amy, I'm not holding a grudge, but I'm also not going to get sucked back into a bunch of shit that ends with me pushing all my friends away. For what? Like, in search of what? Nothing.
Your dream and that day in the park, it matters. I mean, I think it matters. I don't have all the answers yet, but I want to help you find them.
What about it? What about it?
The dream about the woods.
Yeah.
The day in the park. I think there's more to it. And your dad...
There isn't. You heard Schrade tell me what happened. It nearly fucking broke me.
Micah...
No! Go home, Amy. Please, just leave me alone.
Schrade isn't telling you everything.
Go home, Amy.
Micah, you were in the truck the night your dad crashed. You just don't remember.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. A year ago, I started the How It Ends podcast to try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. It was supposed to be a fun thing to do with my friends, but then someone broke into my house and left me a message. "You've been warned." That's when I realized this was about more than just my nightmares. Are my dreams trying to tell me something? Is there a connection between my father's death and a day from my childhood that I can't quite remember? Someone doesn't want me to know the truth, and maybe some things are better left alone. But not for me. I have to know. We're releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening.
Shh.
betrayed lied to you. And that's why you have to keep looking.
You are out of your fucking mind.
I'm not, Micah. Your mother knows. She's always known.
Just go.
Hey, what is going on out here? We can hear you guys yelling from inside. Whoa, what did you say to her?
Look, I think we should all go inside. I can explain.
Mm-mm. I think you should go. Micah, come on, come in.
Please, let me come in. I'll tell you all everything. She just needed to hear it first.
Hear what first?
I promise I'll explain. I'm not trying to keep things from you. I just needed to tell Micah first. She's going to need you.
What is going on?
Can we please go inside? I didn't want to tell her out here. I really hoped we could have this conversation in private.
I think you just need to go. You should just leave.
No, let her in.
My God.
Elia, please, just let's go inside.
Go ahead.
Well, so I'm not sure where to start.
Who the fuck are you? Maybe let's start there.
This is Amy.
I fucking knew it.
Okay, Amy, what are you doing here?
I listened to the podcast. It's weird sitting in a room with you both. I kind of feel like I already know you two.
You don't.
I know. I just meant...
Tell them what you told me.
Which part?
You know which part.
I told Micah that... I told her...
Just get to it.
Micah was in the truck the night her dad crashed.
What?
What?
Schrade, the officer Micah went to meet back home. He knows that. He's the one that found her.
How would you even know that? And why should we even believe you?
Because it's true.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would Ava keep this from Micah?
I don't know. She did.
Okay. Why don't you walk us through this?
After Micah's dad died, Ava dropped her off for a sleepover at my house. We ran up to my room. We put on a movie. I went back down to grab us some snacks, and Ava was still there talking to my mom in the kitchen. I remember feeling weird, like I didn't know what I was hearing, but I knew I shouldn't be hearing it. My mom asked Ava if she would ever tell Micah what really happened, and I remember Ava saying she doesn't remember, and I think it's better this way. I had no idea what that meant. I wasn't keeping a secret.
What about the park, then? You had no problem keeping that from me.
Yeah, and we need to talk about that, too.
Mm-mm, no, we're not going down that road again.
No, we have to. I heard everything that's been happening. That's why I'm here. When I heard Schrade's voice, something just clicked. I called my mom and asked her about that conversation she had with Ava. I pushed until she finally told me. Ava made her swear that she'd never tell anyone. I talked to my mom last night, and now I'm here. She helped me find your address. It's not like it was far.
Not far? Where do you live?
Beacon Hill.
But you live in Boston? Really? Since when?
I did all my graduate work and my residency there.
Not gonna lie, you know, this sounds a little bit like what Luke was telling Mike.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-mm. I'm sure it does, but it's the truth.
Says you.
Listen, I know everything that's happened over the last 5 months was hard on your friendship, and I'm not trying to do anything that would ever risk that. But I just don't think we should ignore this. The moment I found out about Micah being there the night of the crash, I had to come. I know I wasn't a good friend, but we were kids. Kids screw up.
Yeah, I know.
Micah, I really don't think...
Elia, I'm only going to ask you this once. And I will believe you, and whatever you say, I won't blame you.
No, I didn't. Your mom never told me any of this. I would have told you. I swear I didn't know this.
Okay. Amy, what exactly do you expect me to do with this information?
I don't know, but I'm hoping we, all four of us, can figure it out. Micah, Schrade knows you were there. He found you. Why did he lie?
I mean, maybe Ava asked him to, like he asked your mom to.
Maybe, but
something about all of this isn't sitting well with me. I mean, Nolan's crash was a big deal. A lot of people loved him. Folks talked about it for a long time. Everywhere we went, someone brought it up. No one mentioned a fox. From what I can remember, everyone talked about it like it was just a freak accident. I asked my mom about it too, yesterday. She doesn't remember anything about a fox either.
You know, I need a minute.
Amy, listen, you had better be telling the 100% honest-to-God truth right now, and if you're not, just get up and leave, because we can't go through this again. Micah cannot go through this again.
I think she has to. She has to keep doing the podcast.
No, absolutely not.
I think the podcast helped this come out.
Why? I mean, can't we look into all this without recording ourselves every minute of the day and putting it on the internet again?
But it actually helped. I mean, it helped me remember overhearing my mom, and now Micah knows the truth.
I don't know. I think I'm with Elia on this.
Look, I want to be part of Micah's life. We were best friends, practically sisters. I'm here now because this matters. And I think broadcasting it will help us keep things straight.
No. This has not helped anything.
I get it. Things have been scary, especially with whatever happened in her apartment that time.
Both times.
Right.
There's been a lot of really weird shit that's happened. Like I said, I feel like I kind of know the two of you just from listening to the podcast, and I know that I can trust you. You're good friends to her.
You know, you seem like a nice person, but you're going to have to understand this is going to take some time. You know, if what you're saying is true, that means that every new person that's come into Micah's life in the past few months has lied to her.
You know, I'm just having a real hard time believing any of this. Like, is this a movie? Is it a glitch in the Matrix? Like, where are all you people coming from? Like, is this some weird New Jersey shit? I don't get it.
Look, if I were you, I'd be having the exact same reactions. Honestly, I did have the same reaction last night when I talked to my mom. It's a lot.
Okay, let's say, fine, Micah was in the truck. She doesn't remember. She was in shock or whatever. And maybe Ava thought it would be easier, so she makes up a story. I mean, Mark did say he spoke to Ava. Do you think she maybe asked him to kind of call Micah and, like, re-up on the lie because of all this?
But what if Schrade didn't talk to Ava? I know Micah's mom. I don't think she would bring it up or have someone else bring it up. I mean, why would she? There was no reason to have him double down on this story. Micah wasn't even getting close to remembering, so maybe them running into each other didn't actually happen.
So if that's the case, then we have to go back to Schrade?
Yeah, I think so. And that's the other thing that I told her.
Oh my god, there's more.
Yeah. Luke is best friends with Tim Schrade.
Tim. Why does that name sound familiar?
Remember when Micah met up with Luke that first time and he was telling that story about Halloween? His friends called out to him in the woods. Hey, Tim.
Oh, yeah, he did. So he's known Schrade all this time then?
I mean, I don't even know if he still talks to Tim anymore. Like Micah said to me outside, it could be a coincidence. That area of New Jersey is just really small. Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, we get it. It's the same thing like that here.
You live here too, right?
Yeah, upstairs.
Whatever happened with the break-ins? Did the police ever find anything or anyone?
Well, after the first one, the landlord put in a security system, but it was basic, so I feel kind of bad. I didn't tell Micah this, but I added motion sensor cameras, just a couple outside and one in the front hallway.
Devin, you didn't tell me that either. Did you see who did it then?
Well, no, that's the thing. I got a text alert on my phone that night, that there was motion outside. So I could hear the banging. So when I got out there, I saw two people. They looked like teenagers, but their faces were covered. One of them was holding a can of spray paint. But, you know, I went after him and they got away before I could catch him. I heard Micah yelling from her apartment, so I ran in and shut off her alarm. That's when she said that someone had opened her front door.
But didn't you put a camera in the front hall? You must have seen who it was then.
Well, right, but here's the thing. The camera should have been on. It should have been in night vision mode. But when I checked it, there was nothing. It was just black. I checked in on it the next day, and then it was working fine, so...
What the hell, Devin? Why didn't you say anything?
Well, what was I going to say? I figured it was just another of the kids, but for real, it freaked me out. I mean, that the camera didn't work.
Okay, Amy, so what about Luke? Do you think he's capable of this? You know, he says he lives in Providence for a really long time, but there's, no proof. He, just poofed out of nowhere.
I mean, do you even believe his story?
Yeah.
You know, about seeing something or someone in the woods on Halloween? And, I mean, do you know why he ghosted all of a sudden? If you heard the podcast, you heard us get into it at the coffee shop. I mean, he said some really messed up shit to Elia.
Yeah, he told me if I kept asking questions, I'd be next, whatever that means.
Right. That seemed like a threat to me. And he just disappeared. Stopped answering Micah's texts and calls, as far as I know. She hasn't heard anything from him since that day.
So, Amy, what do you think of all that?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I met his whole family, and they seemed normal. I told Micah when we were outside about Halloween. I mean, he was so wasted. He could be telling the truth, or at least believe he is, but I'm just not sure.
Okay, well, can you tell us what you told her about that night?
Okay, so...
Amy, start from the beginning. Hello? This is Micah. You probably already know that. I guess I should note that it's been several months since Elia, Devin, Amy, and I had that conversation you just heard. It's taken some time to process. Right now I'm sitting in my apartment alone, having just re-listened to it all, and even with the time and the distance, it still feels pretty surreal. You know, listening to the beginning of the evening and the three of us just standing around my kitchen making jokes, Elia trying to commandeer the kitchen as she always does, even when she's just finished complaining that she's the only one who ever cooks. And then Devin being his usual sentimental self, saying how much he cares about us, felt like we were just heading for normal. You know, like the confusion and the creepy weirdness that had transpired over the previous months was a past that we were all more than happy to forget. Before Amy showed up that night, I had every intention of shutting this thing down and not looking back. I'd packed away all of my dad's things, even the stuff that I hadn't even looked through, and put them deep in a closet with the thought that revisiting them maybe would come after I'd healed a little bit. You know, I'd call Billy and I set up regular sessions and I was back to a more routine work schedule. I was going to move on and that would be fine. But now, Amy said I should keep going. You know, she's convinced that the podcast is the reason the truth came out about the night my dad died. And she also thinks that there is something more to the story, and she seems pretty committed to helping uncover it. Honestly, I don't know what to make of that or of her. She just shows up and drops this bomb on me and I'm supposed to snap back into action? And are we supposed to just be friends again? It's strange, you know. When I opened the door and I saw her standing there, I felt like I was both looking at a stranger and at a long-lost sister at the same time. I was so angry and I kept telling her to leave, but I didn't mean it, not even a little bit. You know, some part of me felt happy to see her, regardless of the fact that the reason she came to talk to me completely fucked me up.
In the weeks that followed, I spent a long time deciding if I really believed her. I know what you're thinking. You know, I should just call my mom, right? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Why? Because I know what Amy said is true. I can feel it. And that means my mom has been lying to me for most of my life, and I'm really just not ready to deal with that. I thought about calling straight up and cursing him out, you know, making him tell me the truth, but each time I tried to dial his number, I panicked and hung up. I was in the truck the night my dad had his accident and Mark found me. And my mom lied. And then Mark lied to my face. And is the part of his story where he said my dad hit a fox even true? I mean, if it's not, why would he pick? Amy said that we needed to talk about the day at the park too. Like, I'm really wondering what she meant about that. You know, we never really got around to it. And Luke and Mark know each other. Like, what the hell is even going on? You know, Luke's completely AWOL. I haven't heard from him since the day at Coffee Exchange. You know, I'd written all the creepy dream stuff and the break-ins off as shitty and completely terrifying coincidences, made worse by my own tunnel vision and lack of sleep. I was fine with that explanation, you know, but really now it sort of feels, despite the fact that all the pieces are so scattered, it's like I'm missing something. So here we are. Here I am. I'm going to keep going. We are going to keep going. After many, many talks with Devin and Elia and a lot of reassurance and promises, you know, not to repeat past mistakes like ghosting them or keeping secrets, and, you know, we're going to do it together for real this time. So I guess you should expect to hear more from the two of them, you know, whenever it makes sense. You know, they want to help, whatever it takes. And we'll keep airing episodes, you know, to document everything and keep our facts straight, and also to indirectly ask for your help. We'll be posting periodically on our website, howitendspodcast.com, and I'm still on Instagram. So if you're listening and you think you've caught something that we've overlooked, you know, don't hesitate to reach out in any way. We'll need all the help we can get. I just have this feeling that I can't shake, you know, that this is just the beginning.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.